World number two Roger Federer down top-ranked Rafael Nadal of Spain 6-3, 3-6, 6-1 Sunday at the O2 Arena in London to capture the event for a record fifth time. Federer dominated the match, winning 92% of the points on his first serve.
It's fantastic. Really thrilled the way I played all week. To win fifth time is obviously amazing. Yeah, I'm just really happy the way I was able to finish a season in style, playing some of my best tennis, really saving best for last, and beating Rafa in the finals obviously makes it extra special because of the year he had.
Displaying his usual sportsmanship, Nadal gave Federer full credit for the win.
He played better than me, he beat me, so just I can congratulate him for his victory. Another great tournament for him, and he played unbelievable during all the week without losing a set, being in the final. So his level was very high, and I tried my best this afternoon, but he was better than me.
Federer and Nadal are engaged in what some consider the greatest rivalry in the history of men's tennis. They are the only two men to finish six consecutive years as the top two ranked players on the ATP Tour. The 29-year-old Federer started a record 237-week run at the top of the men's world rankings in February of 2004 and continued as number one until Nadal broke his streak in August of 2008. Federer regained the top spot the following June, but the 24-year-old Nadal retook the number one world ranking after winning the 2010 French Open, one of his three Grand Slam titles this year. He also won Wimbledon and the U.S. Open in 2010. With his victory at the U.S. Open, Nadal became just the seventh player in tennis history to win all four Grand Slam titles. Despite his success, Nadal battled injuries throughout the 2010 season and had to skip the Paris Masters tournament the week of November 8th with a shoulder injury. But the Spaniard refused to blame his physical condition for his loss to Federer.
I don't want to say I lost that match because I was tired. I feel this. I lost that match because I played against a very good Roger Federer. And when he's playing like this, it's very difficult to stop him, no? I had a little bit chances, but wasn't enough.
Nadal owns a 14-8 advantage in career meetings against Federer and has won five of their seven Grand Slam finals. But Federer has won the ATP World Tour title all three times he has played the Spaniard and says he'll have confidence in 2011.
I'm sure I'm going to play well. That never guarantees success, but I'm sure that the confidence I took away from this tournament could help down the stretch, you know, and beating fellow top 10 players. So there's many positives to take out of this tournament.
Can Roger Federer regain the number one ranking and extend his total record of 16 Grand Slam victories in 2011? Or will a healthy Rafael Nadal prevent the Swiss star from surpassing him? We'll have to wait until the new season starts in January to find out. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.